You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck driver. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers out there, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are having a great start to your Tuesday thus far, and we got a lot to get into this morning. Obviously, we are coming off the Falcons. Still kind of, I don't want to call it gut-wrenching, but it still felt like a gut punch a little bit. Especially because the way it ended, and, you know, it shouldn't have ended the way it ended, honestly. Some bad officiating calls and a 4th-and-1 call that still doesn't necessarily sit right with me. I think there should have been more creativity on that call. And Raheem Morris was actually talking to the media yesterday. We'll let you hear more cuts in the second segment, but Raheem Morris was talking to the media yesterday, and he did say that the team did consider doing a quarterback sneak on 4th and 1. Now, he was talking about, and shout out to Mark Zeno, he's the one that actually asked the question about whether or not the team considered the quarterback sneak. And he, while he was answering Zeno's question, he was talking about how, you know, Kirk isn't obviously the most mobile guy, but, you know, a guy like Tom Brady was very good at a quarterback sneak, and he was one of the better quarterback sneakers, honestly, in the game because he was good at finding those holes and things like that. I don't know. Maybe, and I don't know if it's the injury that maybe has me thinking this way. Kirk doesn't seem the type that can get that big of a push to me. Now, maybe he would have been able to get the quarterback sneak, but I feel like there were even better options than maybe a quarterback sneak. I honestly would have been okay with a quick pass play or a run with Tyler Algier right up the gut rather than running wide zone, trying to run to the outside. I don't know. It just feels like there were definitely better play calls out there than that 4th and 1 play with Bijan Robinson. But again, at the end of the day, they make the big bucks. They're the coaches. They're the coordinators. So you have to trust their decision-making and trust their process. But he did say the quarterback sneak was in consideration at that point in time. So, again, we'll let you hear more from Raheem Morris coming up on the other side as he spoke to the media yesterday after the Falcons 22-17 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. But hopefully the Falcons can bounce back this weekend because, again, this is where it really starts to get really, really important. Now, those first three games obviously were important. Every game is important. You know that. I know that. You know, nobody needs to be told that. But when we talk about division games, when we talk about games in the NFC South, that is where we really start talking about, okay, if this team wants to be a playoff team and the Falcons want to be a contender, they got to win these games because these are the games that really help you get into the postseason. And the best way for the Falcons to get into the postseason is to win the division. So these are the games that really, really, really matter. I mean, again, we say it all the time, they really count as double. Anytime you're talking about a division game, it counts as double because you're getting the game up and you're sending a team like the Saints or a team like the Buccaneers or the Panthers, whoever it is in your division, you're sending them a game down. So that's, again, self-explanatory, but very, very important, and hopefully they can bounce back and get the win at home against the Aints because, you know, talk about Georgia and Alabama playing this week. It's really hate week for Falcons and Aints. So hopefully they can get the job done there. But some things really have to change when it comes to this Falcons team. Number one, you have to be able to possess the ball more. I mean, the way you've been outpossessed the first three games is not good. The Chiefs, I believe, had it about 10 to 15 minutes longer than the Falcons did. And I'll get the official number here for you in a second. But you've been outpossessed in every game. You were fairly close in game two with the Eagles. But still, you have to find a way to possess the ball more. And you have to way to just find the – now, some of that is because you're scoring pretty quick. Like, on that one possession where you hit the 50-yard bomb to Kyle Pitts, obviously that possession wasn't that long because you had that big chunk play. Now, that's fine if you're scoring and you're scoring touchdowns. But if you're going 3 and out, 5 and out, whatever it is, that ain't good. You need to hold on to the ball longer, and part of that is converting third downs. And we talked about, and I gave you the stat yesterday, they are, what, 4 of their last 18? They went 2 for 9 against the Chiefs, and they went 2 for 9 against the Eagles when it comes to third down conversions. That ain't going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. And if you continue to struggle on third down, you're going to continue to be in these type of games. And look, you hope that Kirk Cousins and the offense can come up clutch when they really need to, but you would rather have more opportunities to score the football, and you'd rather have more time to try and score the football while taking time away from your opponent. And speaking of the possession for Sunday night's game against the Chiefs had it almost 35 minutes, 34 minutes, 57 seconds. Falcons had it 25 minutes. So they basically had it longer, had it about 10, just seconds under 10 minutes longer. So they basically had it 10 more minutes than you did. That's getting close to having it more than a quarter. So that's got to be better. And if I'll pull up the week two and the week one numbers as well if you are interested in those. Time of possession for the Falcons week two to week one, or excuse me, in week two, they had it 24 minutes, 21 seconds. Eagles had it 35 minutes, 39 seconds. So they did have it more than 10 minutes more than you. And then going to week one, I think week one was really ugly, honestly. Week one, I'm finding it here. Hold, please. But the point remains the same, that you have to find a way to convert on third down so you can make these possessions longer, because letting your opponent have it at 10, 11 more minutes than you is not going to be good. By the way, time possession for the Steelers and Falcons. Steelers had it 35 minutes, 36 seconds. Falcons had it 24 minutes, 24 seconds. So that's over 11 minutes. Not going to cut it. So you've had, in each of the three games, all three teams have had it at least 10 minutes longer, or close to 10 minutes longer than you. Not good. And again, main reason for that is because you have not been good on third down. You were 2-for-9 on third down the past two games. And in the Steelers game, you were, let's find it here. Oh, you were 2-for-9 again. So you were literally been 2-for-9 on every single game. You've been 2-for-9 on third downs. It's not good. It's not going to cut it. It's not going to get the job done, period. So the number one thing for me that has to change when it comes to the Falcons having a better recipe for success other than trying to score a game-winning touchdown in the final moments of the game. And look, the NFL is tough. Sometimes it just comes down to that. But a better recipe for success is converting third downs so you can have longer time of possession and you can have more opportunities to score the football. That's all that comes down to it. So that's number one. Number two, and again, I don't want to make it seem like this is a harping on the defense, because the defense has kept you in every single game. The defense has had you in every single game. The defense has given you an opportunity to win every single game. The Falcons had the ball last with a chance to win on the final possession, or close to the final possession of the first game against the Steelers. We all remember that. You actually went and won it on the final possession you had offensively against the Eagles. We all remember that. And then we all will know what happened a couple nights ago on Sunday Night Football. You had a chance to win it again. So the defense is giving you a chance to win it every single night. However, the run defense for the Falcons has to be better. Has to be. Because that is also another reason these other teams are able to outpossess you. They're able to run the football, run clock, and hold the ball for longer, because obviously you're running the ball, the clock is running. Pittsburgh Steelers had 137 rushing yards against you. The Eagles finished the game with, I believe it was 186. Yes, 186 rushing yards. And then the Chiefs finished the game, I believe it was with like 125, 128. They finished the game with 128 rushing yards against you. So each team has had at least 125 rushing yards against you in each game. Got to clean that up. And again, the defense has been making plays, getting turnovers, getting stops when they need to, and they've given you chances. So again, I am in no way, shape, or form harping on the defense. But however, if we're talking about things that need to change, that is one thing that in fact needs to change. Now, that's just about the only thing that needs to change for me defensively, because you've been getting the turnovers, you intercepted Patrick Mahomes, and you've been getting the ball back. But that is one thing that definitely needs to change defensively. Offensively, like I said, third down's got to be better. And you got to be – the creativity has been improving, I feel like, just about every single game. But in those fourth and one, third and one situations, I think there is still more to be desired there when we talk about the creativity and what Zach Robinson could dial up. So there you have it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night. Limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and all my front and rear loading truck drivers out too. Shout out to my guy Larry. All right, let's let you hear from Raheem Morris a little bit, because one thing that was asked during his press conference yesterday, and I didn't expect Raheem Morris to say anything other than what you are about to hear, but I still think it is worth hearing. It is whether or not that fourth and one play was collaborative, whether multiple people were in on the decision for that fourth and one play that saw Bijan Robinson get the ball and get stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Was that collaborative? Was that the was Zach Robinson the only one to make that call? Was Raheem Morris in on it? Was everybody on the call? Was that collaborative? Well, here's what Raheem Morris had to say.
The play picked up. You know, we made some of the third downs a little bit longer, which is always helps. We're able to get after the passer a little bit better. In that particular situation, it was very collaborative. You know, that was a lot of time. That was us looking at keeping him off the field, that guy. That was us thinking we can get this first down with the plays that we had designed throughout the week. Then our short yardage plan, and obviously it didn't work. But that was not a self-made decision by anybody, by any means.
Not a self-made decision by anybody, by any means. So, again, I expected him to say nothing less, and I do obviously believe him. I think Raheem Morris, if that was just straight up Zach Robinson's call, I think he would have come straight out and said that was Zach Robinson's call. We trust in Zach, and you know, he made the play. He called the play, and we trust in whatever he calls. But I am not surprised that that also was collaborative. I'm not surprised that Raheem Morris was like, "Hey, what are we thinking about here? You thinking about this? Okay, I like that." If he didn't like it, he'd be like, "What about something like this?" So I am definitely sure that maybe even Dwayne Ledford was in on him. Like, hey, you know, I see us blocking this well right now, or we're not blocking this very well right now. What do you mean? Now, maybe the Dwayne Ledford wasn't involved on that, but I definitely know Raheem Morris was for sure involved in that play call. So, again, even though I don't like it, and I think the Falcons could have come up with a better play call, I don't put it all on Zach Robinson. I don't put it all on Raheem Morris. I mean, again, it was a collaborative effort, so they get collaborative blame, for lack of a better phrase. But I just feel like there could have been something more to that. But it was collaborative, and they did come up with that play call together, according to Raheem Morris. All right, let's talk about something a little more positive, shall we? Because one thing that has been promising throughout the short season so far is the defense is balling. And While, again, we talked about this last segment, the defense definitely has areas to improve, i.e. the run defense, they still have been putting up numbers as far as only allowing what? The most points they've allowed so far is 22. So keeping teams around 20 points per game, obviously you gave up 18 to the Steelers. You gave up 21 to the Eagles, and it was 22 on Sunday night to the Chiefs. Now, obviously, you don't want that number to continue to go up, but holding a team around 20 points, 22 points per game, that's a winning formula. And getting the stops when they need to as well. Again, we talked about last segment, the offense being in a position to go on a game-winning drive in every single game thus far means the defense it's getting stops when they need to. So the defense, while, again, still having plenty of improvement on their own, in their own right, in their own respect, and still have plenty to work on, they have been playing very, very well. And they really picked it up in the second half. And Raheem Morris talked about the defense really picking up play. And, you know, he was asked about if they made adjustments or not. And he said that, no, that we just played better in the second half. Here's Coach Morris.
Play picked up. You know, we made some of the third downs a little bit longer, which is always helps. We're able to get after the passer a little bit better without the sacks. We were still able to hit him 8 times. I think we got hit 10 times. I think he got hit 8. I think they got 2 sacks. We had a wrap-up and a grounding. But it's like we were able to create some pressure and we were able to get them to longer situations. We stepped up and played a little bit better on defense in the second half without tackling, which was really critical. Early on, they threw a couple of screens out there and RPOs, things of that nature, got a lot of yards, and it makes it 2nd and 1. A couple of situations got into 3rd and short and 3rd and 3 in that window, 3rd and less. That's a tough life to live when you're playing Patrick Mahomes. And we got a little bit longer. We were able to get off the grass and really just gave ourselves and put ourselves in position to win the game. And I was proud of the fact they were able to do that. Now, that was a big difference. When they were 46%, I believe, on 3rd down. I can't remember exactly. But we got to do a better job of getting 3rd downs on offense, and we got to do a better job of stopping them getting off the grass on defense. I think Torrey asked the question last night, but that is the whole thing. I mean, that's like life, right? That's time of possession. That's scoring points. That's being a difference maker in a half a yard game. That's huge, Will.
That is definitely huge. I mean, you heard it. We talked about that in the first segment. Being better on 3rd down, getting the opposing offense off the field on 3rd down, that's everything. As you heard Raheem Morris say, that's life for sure. And while the defense has been a little bit better than the offense has when it comes to 3rd down, defense has been a little bit better at getting opposing offenses off the field at 3rd down than the offense has been staying on the field and converting 3rd downs. There's still improvement for both sides on both ends. But good stuff there from Raheem Morris. And look, when it comes to this Falcons and Saints game, it's going to be, I think it should be easier for the pass rush. Derek Carr isn't a Justin Fields by any means. Derek Carr is not a Jalen Hurts by any means. And he's not even really as mobile as Patrick Mahomes. He can move a little bit. I think he's a little bit more mobile than a Kirk Cousins, but that's not saying – no shade, just truth to Big Kirko. But that's not saying a whole lot because we know Kirk isn't the most fleet of foot, but Derek Carr, I think, can move around a little bit better than a Kirk Cousins. But as far as getting pressure on Derek Carr and being able to sack Derek Carr, I think it's going to be a whole heck of a lot easier to do that than it has been to bring a guy like Justin Fields down. Than it has been bringing a guy like Jalen Hurts down. And it's going to be easier than it was bringing a Patrick Mahomes down. So I think the pass rush should be a little bit more successful this upcoming Sunday, taking down a guy like Derek Carr. And hopefully that means longer down and distance. That'll mean longer third downs, and that'll mean maybe even some turnovers. Maybe you force some fumbles, if I can say it right. You get some maybe strip sacks, and hopefully you just get off the field more often. But the Falcons definitely can dial up that pass rush and be a little bit more successful with the pass rush than they've been these first 3 weeks. And again, part of the reason is because they've been taking on some mobile quarterbacks, some elusive quarterbacks in these first 3 weeks. But with Derek Carr not necessarily being that, hopefully the Falcons can get some sacks, wreck the game a little bit more for the Saints offense, and have a little bit more success getting off the field at a higher clip. But at the end of the day, to me, the defense has done the job they've needed to do each game. They've gotten the stops they needed to in each game. It's about the offense scoring more points. It's about the offense staying on the field longer. It's about the offense converting on third down. It's about the offense and Zach Robinson being a little bit more creative with play calls, with third and one, fourth and inches, play calls for sure. So while I think the defense can have maybe a better outing and maybe a bigger day, the offense still needs the most improvement. That side of the ball, in my opinion, still needs the most improvement. So we will see what happens, and we will see how things shape out on that front. I do want to bring this one thing up quickly before we hit the break. A couple of injury things to get to here. For Drew Dalman, it seems like he is definitely going to need an MRI, and he's supposed to get that. I think he was supposed to get that yesterday. I'm pulling up the latest report for you here, because it seems like he's probably definitely going to miss this week against the Saints. Now, again, that's not necessarily written in stone, but it seems like there is more of a chance he misses this upcoming game than Caleb McGarry misses. So coming from Ian Rappaport, center Drew Dalman suffered a high ankle sprain in the loss to the Chiefs and is undergoing an MRI. This was from yesterday. He is expected to miss time, and IR that is designated to return is possible, but the MRI will tell the full story. So hopefully we get maybe a little bit more information on that today or maybe Wednesday, but it definitely seems like Drew Dalman is not going to be able to play this upcoming Sunday against the Saints, and it may be even longer than that depending on what all the MRI reveals. But that's tough, because to be completely honest with you, I feel like I trust Storm Norton at right tackle filling in for Caleb McGarry than I trust Ryan Neusel filling in for Drew Dalman at center. Ryan Neusel was getting his breakfast, lunch, and dinner ate a little bit too much when he came in the game against Kansas City. To me, he was getting beat a little too much, struggling a little bit too much. But look, part of that is having to not necessarily being comfortable snapping the ball, maybe having to think about, maybe I got to make sure this is a good snap. Maybe he was thinking a little bit too much about the snap, and maybe that affected his blocking. I don't know. I'm not an offensive lineman. I'll ask Mike Johnson when we get to the crossover. But he's going to have to play better, point blank, period. Storm Norton needs to play a little bit better too, but I feel at this point in time more comfortable knowing Storm Norton is coming in more than I do Ryan Neusel is coming in. And speaking of Storm Norton, it seems like his services may not be needed when it comes to Caleb McGarry. It seems like he is day-to-day in that Caleb McGarry dodged a more serious injury. The injury they're calling it is an MCL sprain, according to Ian Rappaport. But he is listed as day-to-day right now, Caleb McGarry is. So it seems like he could have more of a chance to play on Sunday, definitely more than Drew Dalman. It seems like Drew Dalman is almost certainly going to miss at least this game against the Saints. But we'll see about Drew Dalman. We'll find out more as the week moves along and how he looks in practice and all that good stuff. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we got another big games, happening here in the city of Atlanta. And it's over there in Cobb County. It's over there in Truist Park. Braves, Mets, season on the line for both teams. We'll talk about it next. Series starts tonight. We'll preview it a little bit for you here on the Hometown Take. 5 minutes from now on a Tuesday morning with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already on their way to work or at work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep the pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And, of course, my front and rear loading truck drivers and my people listening in the bed right now as well. So it's a big week for the Falcons yet again, but it's also a probably even bigger week, really, no doubt, an even bigger week for the Atlanta Braves. Because even if the Falcons lose this game, which, again, knock on whatever this table is made out of, I'm not saying they're going to do it. All I'm saying is their season won't be over if they lose this game. And the Braves' season won't technically be over. It won't mathematically be over, their playoff hopes. But they lose tonight against the New York Mets. It's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. The Braves' season is on the line starting tonight. This series is the season. And while you don't have to sweep the Mets, it really feels like you need to sweep the Mets. Now, we're going to take a look at the Mets schedule and the Braves schedule after this three-game set between the Braves and Mets. Starting tonight, by the way, Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for the Braves. I'll tell you who's on the bump for the Mets tonight in just a second. But, man, this series is – this is it. Luis Severino on the mound for the Mets tonight, by the way. First pitch set for 7:20. So here is the lay of the land just to fully set the scene for you. The Braves are – I saw 1.5, but I feel like that's wrong. I feel like it's still 2 games, but we're going to take a look here right now. But the Braves are at – yeah, it's 2 games. I don't know why I saw 1.5 earlier. Maybe because of the season series tied. Anywho, the Braves, 2 games behind the New York Mets for the – oh, it actually is 1.5. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is why it's 1.5. So they're 2 games behind the Mets, right? They are actually only 1.5 behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. So they're only 1.5 out of the final wild card spot, but they are 2 games behind the Mets for the second wild card spot, actually. And they're actually only 3.5 games behind the Padres for the top wild card spot. But again, at this point for the Braves, we're just hoping they get in. Am I right? So that's the lay of the land right now when it comes to the NL wild card. You're 3.5 games back from the top wild card spot. You are 1.5 games behind the Mets for the – or you're 2 games, excuse me, behind the Mets for the second wild card spot and 1.5 games behind the Diamondbacks for the final wild card spot. Now, I will let you know this, just because it's somewhat news. The Phillies did clinch the NL East last night. Woo-hoo, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Anywho, the Braves, if they sweep the Mets, they will be 1 game up on the Mets heading into the final 3 games of the season. If they win the series, then they will end up being 1 game behind the Mets for, I guess right now, the second wild card spot, I should say. We'll have to see what the Diamondbacks do, and we'll take a look at the Diamondbacks schedule in a second. But you win the series, you'll go 1 game up on the Mets, and you'll most likely be in – you'll definitely be at least in the final wild card spot. You will probably be in the second wild card spot. You win the series, you'll be 1 game behind the Mets for the second wild card spot. Depending on what happens with the Diamondbacks, maybe you get into that final wild card spot. And if you lose the series, it ain't going to be looking good. You're most likely going to be on the outside. You're going to be on the outside looking in if you lose the series, and you're probably going to be a long shot at that point in making the postseason unless you get some real, real help the final 3 games of the season. Now, to let you know what's going on the final 3 games of the series of this season after the Mets series, The Braves have three games against the Kansas City Royals. The Royals, they're a solid team, 82-74. They're battling for playoff spots as well. Just to give you a heads up, the Royals, right now, if we look at the wild card standings, they're in the second spot. They're in the second wild card spot, but they're only a game ahead of the Minnesota Twins. They're actually tied with the Detroit Tigers for the second wild card spot. So Detroit's technically in that third spot, and the Minnesota Twins are only a game behind both of them. The Mariners only a game and a half behind them, and Boston's only 3.5 back, and Tampa Bay's only 4 back. So the American League wild card is there's a bunch of teams involved, while there's only 4 teams involved in the NL. So the Royals, I say all that to say they have plenty to play for as well. So they're going to be playing you tough. It's not like they're going to roll over. So the Braves will have the Royals for 3 after this Mets series. The Mets, I believe they have the Phillies for 3. They have the Brewers, excuse me. Now the Brewers, I think their seeding is pretty much locked up. I'm going to check on that now. The Brewers, they have their division locked up. I guess they could still get the top spot, and they could get the Phillies. Let's see the league. So for the league right now, they are 4 games behind the Dodgers for the best spot, and they're only a game behind the Padres for the 3 spot. So yeah, they're still going to be battling for seeding. So they'll still be playing the Phillies pretty tough. It's not like they're going to pack it in and get guys healthy. Maybe they do that. I don't think they will, but maybe it's a possibility that they will, but I don't think they will. So the Mets will have the Brewers for 3 games, and I'll let you know who the Diamondbacks are going to have for their final 3 games of the season. They're going to have the Giants. The Giants at 78-79, I believe they are completely eliminated from playoff contention. They are. So the Diamondbacks might be a little bit, they might have a little bit easier road. So the point is, you need to beat the Mets. The point is, you probably need to sweep the Mets. At the very, very least, you need to win this series. You cannot lose this series if you are the Atlanta Braves. Point blank, period. You have to win the series, and really, you got to sweep the Mets. So that's what it is. We'll see if the Braves get it done. Game 1, definitely a big game. Puts all the momentum in your favor if you get it. Schwelly, do what you do, brother. Do what you do. You've been really good over this past last stretch of the season, the whole second half of the season, and hopefully he continues that tonight. So we'll see. Ozzie's back. Austin Riley probably won't get back to the postseason, but Ozzie's back. He hit a home run against the Marlins. Hopefully he's feeling good, and hopefully he can beat up on the Mets. Matt Olson's been swinging the bat well. Marcella's been swinging the bat well as late. Hopefully the bats keep on doing their thing. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for you on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.